Retirement number goals. At 58, I turned my pension account into 4 math problems. Why we all need 4 numbers. Lin Shufen, 58, taught Chinese at a Beijing middle school for 32 years. In the spring of 2026, she laid out her pay stubs, social security statements, and passbook on the dining table for the first time, trying to figure out one question: after retirement, how much money am I still short? I used to think money could wait until just before retirement, she later told me. But when I actually sat down to calculate, I found my head full of vague feelings and not a single concrete number. This is the misunderstanding most people have about retirement. We think we are planning, but we are only worrying. Worry has no basis. Planning needs numbers. The first step to turning worry into numbers is to recognize that retirement ultimately comes down to just 4 numbers. We call them the replacement rate, the inflation number, the gap number, and the safety cushion. They are not textbook concepts. They are the 4 pillars that decide whether you can sleep peacefully every month after retirement. This article talks about no metaphysics and no vague mindset, only 4 specific numbers you can put into a spreadsheet and review every year. You will see a real calculation by an ordinary person, and also a framework repeatedly validated by international research. The first number, the replacement rate, the anchor of your post-retirement living standard. Chen Ziyuan, 62, from Shanghai, was a mechanical engineer before retiring. His pre-retirement monthly salary was 12,000 yuan. His post-retirement pension is about 5,200 yuan a month. When the number came out, my heart sank, he said. My living standard was cut by more than half. The proportion of how much is cut has a professional name in retirement planning: the replacement rate, which is post-retirement income divided by pre-retirement income. Chen's replacement rate is about 43%. The World Bank, in several pension research reports, suggests that to maintain pre-retirement living standards, the replacement rate should preferably not be below 70%, magnitude, experience threshold, source type, international organization policy research. Below this, it often means expenses must be cut after retirement. But note that the replacement rate is not a fixed answer. It is a choice question of what kind of life do you want. Some are content with 50% because the mortgage is paid off and commuting is zero. Others need 80% because they still plan long trips every year. So the first number is not copying a standard answer, but honestly asking yourself, how much do I want to spend after retirement, and what kind of day do I want? Multiply that one day by 30, then by 12, and you get the annual replacement income you need. The second number, inflation, the time trap of purchasing power. Many people calculating retirement only count today's prices. This is a hidden pit. Lin remembers a bowl of beef noodles cost 6 yuan in 2006 and 26 yuan in 2026. In 20 years it quadrupled, she said, but my calculation never left room for price rises. Inflation quietly erodes your purchasing power. Assume a long-term annual inflation of 3%, magnitude, common central assumption, source type, long-term target ranges of multiple central banks. After 30 years, the same 100 yuan has the purchasing power of only about 41 yuan today. This is not scaremongering. It is a compound interest problem, 100 times, 1 minus 0.03, to the 30th power is about 40.7. That is, the money you think is enough today will silently shrink by 60% in 3 decades. The second number asks you to fold future prices back to today. A practical method, the actual annual expense needed in the first retirement year equals today's annual expense times 1 plus inflation rate, to the power of the number of years, reversing to the amount you truly must prepare. Ignoring inflation is the most expensive mistake in retirement calculation. It is silent, yet it can make an apparently stable plan suddenly insufficient in its 15th year. The third number, the gap, how far you are from the goal. Put the first 2 numbers together and the gap emerges by itself. The gap equals the money needed each year after retirement, minus what existing pensions can pay each year, multiplied by the number of retirement years. Take Chin as an example. he wants a 70% replacement rate, meaning an annual retirement need of about 12,000 times 12 times 70%, roughly 100,000 yuan. Social Security pays about 62,000 a year. The annual gap is about 38,000 yuan. If he lives 25 more years after retirement, the total gap is about 950,000 yuan. The three characters 950,000 made Qin feel calm for the first time, not because the money was enough, but because the vague anxiety finally became a number he could break down. The point of the gap is not to scare yourself, but to tell you, however much you are short, use that many years to fill it. If there are still 15 years to retirement, spreading 950,000 over each year means only about 63,000 more to save annually, excluding compound interest. The third number turns retirement from a sigh into a reverse calculation table. Where is the goal? How much short? How many years left? How much to add each year? Write it down and the anxiety is more than half gone. Professional analysis: the four-number anchor model versus the 4% rule. When it comes to how much to save for retirement, the most cited internationally is the 4% rule, also called the 25x rule, proposed by financial advisor Ben Jen in 1994. Withdraw 4% from the portfolio in the first retirement year, then adjust upward by inflation, with about a 95% probability of not running out over 30 years, magnitude, historical backtest probability, source type, U.S. Trinity Study and Other Backtest Research, 1998. But the 4% rule is a withdrawal side rule. It assumes you already have a principal. Our four-number anchor mod.